Hello everybody, my name is Geraldine Lane and I'm your presenter today, and my co-presenter here is Kerry Hoth.
Hello.
We're both looking forward to teaching you through the next 16 weeks or so for the IT Essentials number one, and we're here to help you. Any questions you've got, feel free to ask away. Isn't that right, Kerry?
That's right. No question is a silly question. We'd rather that you ask any questions that you do have, because we would like you all to have an enjoyable time taking this course as we will teaching it.
Absolutely. Anyway, it's an 18-hour course, and it's very important that you sort of try and stick to a timeline, because it's quite heavy going, isn't it, Kerry?
It is. It's actually an 80-hour course over 16 weeks.
Yep.
And there is a lot of work. There will be homework. And we will be setting you things to do outside the class. By now, you should all have had your accounts created on the Cisco Academy website. If that is not the case, we would appreciate it if you would email us and let us know that that hasn't happened, and we'll make sure that your accounts are created.
And Kerry, would you like to give them your email address, and then I'll give them mine?
Ah, fair enough. email addresses if you need them, and there are mailing lists which you will have been told about, but if you need to get in contact with either of us directly, well, my email address is Kerry, K-E-R-R-Y, at gots.net.
And mine is gel, that's G-E-L-L, at iinet.net.au. Please feel free to email us if you need to.
Okay.
For your assessments, there'll be, I'll just give you the ratings on them. There'll be chapter tests, which will be worth 20% of your overall mark. The labs, 20%. Skills assessment, 25%. A final exam of 25%, and participation of 10%. So it's very important that you, as I said, stick to the timeline, and you need to be with us a good 90% of the time.
Oh, I'd say so. If you miss a lesson, it's really up to you to catch up, because if you fall behind, we'll be on to doing all sorts of really interesting things, and you'll have missed out on some very important training material. Okay. Some of the things you should be able to do by the end of this course. Building, maintaining, updating, and configuring a PC.
Troubleshooting lots of problems.
Oh, you will be, yes. setting up a network, a simple one, not a complex one. The more complex one is in CCNA.
Yeah, managing Windows and troubleshooting Windows.
As much as that is, of course, possible. you'll also be understanding network servers, what they do, how they work, what they do. And of course, OH&S, Occupational Health and Safety, is very important. We'll be teaching you how to be safe in the computer lab.
Most important. You'll be learning all about the operating system.
And also communication skills in resolving computer problems. How to ask people what the problem is, and hopefully how to fix it for them.
And hopefully this is going to lead you to bigger and better things.
Well, some of the careers in the IT industry are actually worth quite a significant amount of money. We're talking over $30,000 a year for some of these support positions. I mean, anything from your level one help desk, where you're working at an ISP or similar organisation helping users with their computer problems, all the way up to perhaps higher paying positions where you're actually doing technical computer work. Network administrators, I mean, you're looking at real money network administrators, $60,000, $70,000, $80,000 a year, and well, who wouldn't like that?
Sounds good.
It does. And you could also run your own business and all that sort of thing. I've done that. That's a bit of fun. Keeps you busy, running around fixing people's computers and all that sort of things.
So there's lots of fun and games heading our way.
There are indeed. Obviously, there'll be labs and worksheets and all sorts of things that you will have to complete and email the results back to us so that we can check them off.
Yep.
It's also all sorts of things like safety checklists and things that you've got to be familiar with, because we wouldn't want anything nasty to happen to you while you're working on this course.
We'll also be learning lots of mathematical problems.
Yes, no ands, ors, or nots, and you'll get that joke later on in the course. But Boolean logic we'll be doing, and gates, not the Bill variety, the logic variety.
And converting numbers from binary to decimal.
Oh, absolutely.
To hexadecimal and back again.
Absolutely, you'll become very good at that, or at least we'll make sure that you become very good at that. So that's essentially what's in the course. There are various online resources available to you. There is the Cisco website, which contains most of your curriculum. One of the things I'd like to bring to your attention is that once you have logged into your profile, it is highly advisable that you go through your profile and click the box that says provide accessible content where available.
Yeah, that's most important because you'll have problems otherwise.
Yes, well, you won't actually get past the first screen. we recommend a recent version of JAWS, at least 6.0 or better, Flash Player 8 or better, or a recent copy of Window Eyes 6 or better. At this time, we do not recommend Mozilla, Firefox, or any other clones, derivatives, or things that look like browsers that aren't Internet Explorer. The Flash support is best in Internet Explorer at this point in time, and we hope that is going to change in the future, but we don't recommend Firefox as a browser of choice at this stage. Some of the content will read on a Macintosh, but we won't be providing technical support for that this semester, so if you've got access to a PC, please use it. There are pictures. They say a picture tells 1,000 words. So we're hopefully going to get somebody to write.
Because I have to do the descriptions. That takes 1,000 words.
So we will be getting some people to write 1,000 words. Hello there from Ian, who's
yes, hello Ian.
One of our diagram descriptor people. Actually, he runs the whole show, so we've got to be nice to him.
Yeah, we do. Yeah.
And he will be writing 1,000 words or so for each picture, and we will be emailing out those diagram descriptions as the course progresses, including the descriptions for the tests.
Speaking of emailing, I guess it might be good to review the Savvy Discuss list.
Oh, Savvy Discuss list, yes.
I like Savvy.
You like Savvy?
Yeah, I like Savvy. Spelt C-A-V-I, so I think it's Savvy.
You think it's Savvy?
Savvy, absolutely.
Yeah. Well, okay, well... A little bit of poetic license there. But yes, we have a Savvy / Cavi discussion list. That's CAVI-discuss@gots.net, GOTSS.net. And you can subscribe to that by going to www.gots.net/mailman/list/info/CAVI-discussed.
Discussed.
Dear oh dear.
That was a little slip of the tongue there, wasn't it?
It was indeed. And I don't think I have SoundForge on me, so we'll just have to cope.
And also the Savvy announce.
There is the Savvy announce as well. Which you should also subscribe to, because the really important stuff goes to Savvy Announce, and the discussion is just for you guys to talk to each other. So we would really prefer that you be subscribed to both lists, and we will make an effort to subscribe you to one of the lists if you haven't done so already. So if you've got an email address you'd really prefer it to go to, then we'd prefer you to subscribe yourself. That would be really good. Conferences will be conducted with a variety of technology. At the moment, we're using high-speed conferencing. www.highspeedconferencing.com. No, they didn't pay us to say that. That is basically a Skype conference, and you'll be put on the Skype conference and you'll be able to talk to all the other remote students. Most of you will have already done that. Maybe some of you haven't, if you weren't around for the first week. The Skype conference is free, and you only have to pay for the utilization of your bandwidth and your internet access. We will be looking at other technologies as the weeks progress, and we hope to have a much better conferencing system in place real soon now, TM. But it does allow us all to communicate.
Absolutely.
I'm just thinking if there's anything else we need to tell them.
I think we've probably covered most of it.
I think there's a pause button here. Now, there is also a website that contains diagram descriptions for each module, and it also contains a lot of other useful information. The address of that website was emailed out on the mailing list. If you didn't get onto the mailing list, there are list archives, and we would suggest that you consult the archives for Savvy Announce. And
I've converted him.
Well, that's what she thinks. For Cavi Announce, and get that website out and have a look at that, because that does have the diagrams that will assist you with the tests that we have done diagrams for.
And it'll keep Ian happy because he's done a lot of work on the diagram descriptions.
He has. Mm. He has. So we look forward to teaching you this course in 2007.
Absolutely.
And we hope you're going to enjoy learning this lesson, this course, as much as we will be delivering it.
So it's goodbye from him.
And goodbye from me. And her. Oh, you confused me now. It's going to be a long course. All right, till next time, people.
Bye-bye, everybody.